The world's newest country has the biggest food crisis and is heading for famine. That's what Irish aid agencies are warning. They're talking about South Sudan, torn apart by 9 months of fighting. One of those agencies is Oxfam. Colin Byrne, their humanitarian manager, is here. Colin, thanks for coming in to us. You've spent much of the year in South Sudan. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've seen there?
I think what we're seeing is an extremely concerning situation. At this moment in time, about 4 million people are directly receiving some form of assistance. And by the end of the year, we estimate another 3 million. On top of that, 4 million will also need assistance. 1.5 million people have been displaced, which means people have been forced to flee their homes, many with nothing more than the clothes on their back, often to very remote, very unsafe locations. Some have fled across the borders to surrounding countries where the provision of aid is as yet still relatively limited. So we have people living in fear. We have people who are short of food, short of water, no access to health services, no access to education, and altogether a real climate of fear, and a real fear amongst the agencies that if we don't scale up now, if we don't change the modality of our response very quickly, that by the first 3 months of 2015 we will be facing a famine, which in this day and age is quite an extraordinary admission for the international community.
This is a part of Africa which is often afflicted by famine. Is this because of climate, or is this purely down to the war that's been going on there over the last year?
Unfortunately, it's purely down to the war. This is a part of the world that has known famine due to lack of rainfall. But in this situation, primarily the lack of food arises simply because so many people have been forced to flee their homes and haven't been able to plant their crops. Even those who did have food stocks, many of them have been destroyed or looted. And for many who used to access food where surplus was produced, they can't buy that on the markets anymore now either. So all in all, there's a huge shortage of supply of food, whether it's produced at home or whether it's purchased on the local markets.
There are no shortage of aid agencies working in South Sudan. What do you believe needs to be done to avert a famine?
Well, I suppose the first important thing to say is there are no shortage of aid agencies, but there is no shortage of work to be done either. The scale of this crisis is truly huge. The first important thing to say is that there is a huge lack of funding. The UN has costed the appeal, the cost of the response, at $1.8 billion, and presently there's a shortfall of $700 million in that response. I suppose most importantly really is an end to the fighting, which enabled people to get back to their land, back to production, and also enable us as humanitarian agencies to respond effectively to the response. There are huge swathes of the country where we can't actually access. On top of that, the rains, we're right at the end of the rainy season now, where many roads are simply impassable. And so we need large quantities of funding in order for the huge logistics response that is required. In many cases, we have to fly relief items in simply because we can't access by road.
As I said, you spent a fair bit of the year there, and I mentioned it's the world's newest country, but it's got off to a terrible start. It looks in many instances as if the idea of South Sudan separating from Sudan was a very bad idea.
I'm not sure that the people of South Sudan would necessarily agree with you on that. They did fight for 20 years for independence, and there was huge optimism at the time of independence just 3 years ago.
But there's been very little to celebrate so far for them, hasn't there?
There has indeed been very little to celebrate. That said, very little to celebrate since the middle of last year, but there was quite a strong air of optimism. You know, people don't fight for two decades to get their independence without there being some real genuine cause or sense of belief behind that. Even up until the middle of last year, the size of the crop was quite significant. There were signs of improvement. There was a large conference held in late 2013, where a huge number of international companies turned up at a conference in Juba, much to the surprise of many, in fact. And so there was a real sense of hope, a real sense of optimism, a real sense of interest from many countries around the world to partner and to work with South Sudan. And unfortunately, that seems to have fallen flat at the moment.
Colin, thanks for coming into us. That's Colin Byrne, humanitarian manager with Oxfam.